was able to have some really great meditation teachers come on and teach us how to meditate and get us there. And the reviews have been remarkable. And I'm just so excited, you know, about everything that's happening right now. All of us are having breakthroughs. And it's because we're all connected. And so the more you have a breakthrough, the more I have a breakthrough. The more Udonna has a breakthrough, the more Rhonda has a breakthrough. The more Rhonda has a breakthrough, the more Dave MacArthur has a breakthrough. The more Lenny Evans has a breakthrough, the more we all have breakthroughs. And I'm just so grateful for Rhonda Collier. I really, truly am. She has shown me things that, you know, people talk about, but I get to see her do those things. And it's really breathtaking. Or shall I say breath-granting, breath-giving. Breathtaking doesn't seem quite right, you know, because it's breath-giving, it's life-giving. She is the queen of freedom. She's a millionaire in our company. She just maxed out her sender. She is no longer gold. She's platinum. She's Rhonda Collier. Good morning.
Good morning. I know. I still get goosebumps. I look at that platinum badge hanging up. I have it hanging on my wall. It's just like, oh, my gosh. Well, thank you, Lenny, and you, Donna, and hi to everyone. Happy Wednesday to you, and I'm just, I'm sitting here looking out at the ocean and the waves crashing. I'm at my beach house in Florida where I've spent a month and a half with my family, and, you know, isn't it great that Isogenics is not only a vehicle that can give us our health and our vibrant health till the end of days and take good care of us on a cellular level, on a physical level, which is priceless. So we get health, and we also can get, our finances straightened out with Isogenics. Isn't that amazing, you know, that they also provide to us a vehicle that can take care of us and support us on a financial level. And the thing that always impressed me when I started looking at Isogenics money is those things were great, and I was excited to have those things. And no doubt about it, but the precious, precious thing that Isogenics gives us that I've never seen any other opportunity anywhere in the world is time. And I've just been able to spend a month and a half here in Florida with my mom, and my sister and Danny were in town for a while, and my friend Mark came in, and my best friends Janice and John were here, and time. Isogenics gives you time. And where can you go where you can really buy back your life? You know, and so I'm in such gratitude today for this life and this experience. And I was meditating and I was really thinking about what I wanted to share this morning. And I want to share about this statement that people don't remember what we do and you know, what we tell them. People don't remember what we tell them. They remember how we make them feel. And I don't know, maybe you know what the exact statement is, Lenny. I'm sure you do because you have a photographic memory. So, but I wanted to talk about this for a minute because it's really profound, you guys, as networkers and as people that are committed to bringing change in the world, to being change, and to bring forward information that provides people the opportunity to buy back their life and buy back their health and to be able to give more in the world. And so think about this for a second. People don't remember what you say. They don't even remember what you do. But they're always going to remember how you make them feel. I was so blown away at New Year's kickoff, and of course I was honored and had a deep, deep feeling of connection and love when Eric Coover, you know, acknowledged me in the opening ceremony. It was really beautiful. And I just want to say, beyond that, there was such a feeling of incredible love present at New Year's kickoff. Of service and contribution and family and freedom and giving back, and the values that Isogenics truly is. You know, these values show up on our box, on our boxes. You know, these are our company values, and these aren't just words. These are realities in Isogenics. And so really had that feeling at Isogenics, the love that was there from Jim and Kathy speaking on stage. They genuinely love us, every single one of us, and they always have and they always will. every decision they've ever made has been out of, you know, in it's not right for the associate, it's not right for the company. And I've watched that, you guys, for 12 years. And where do you go where you get a company that does that? You know, they're worried about the stockholders or the bottom line or their own pockets, you know. And so here's what I want to share. As we're out there in the world and we're talking to people, what I had to learn is to get out of my head, get out of my ego, get out of my need for anything from someone, and to drop into my heart and just learn how to listen and learn how to have just a conversation and really genuinely care about what that person is going through, about what they're needing. Maybe they're ready, maybe they're not ready. But when I stopped needing them to sign up and I stopped needing them to see it and get it, and I started focusing on caring and listening and feeling and genuinely being there for them, just as one person to another person with empathy and compassion and love, and then, of course, share with them with my passion about what we have here. I mean, I could just cry right now just thinking about what we really have here. And Donna said it so perfectly on the call this morning, you guys, that this is your first network marketing company, and it is mine. You have landed upon a miracle, man. You have found this doesn't exist anywhere. And so people don't remember what you say, and they don't remember what you do. They remember how you make them feel. And the way that you can really make someone feel good is to genuinely listen, to genuinely care, to let go of your agenda, take a few minutes out of your day, and sit back and have a conversation where you're really listening, you're really caring. And Lenny, it's so interesting to me. The other day, I kind of just went, "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, it finally happened." Not platinum, not 8-star, no, not that. What finally happened is something that one of the first networkers that ever coached me told me. He said, "There will be this day, Rhonda, where this goes from the hardest thing you've ever done," which it was, "to the easiest thing you could ever do." And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just saying at this point in time, I officially love to talk to people about Isogenics. And I didn't feel that way when I started. And along the way, I've had times where there were moments where I was still afraid to talk to somebody, or afraid to do that three-way call and be the expert, or afraid to open up my mouth and share with someone. And eventually, you guys, I promise each and every one of you that are listening on this line, if you do it long enough and you have the right intention, which is to serve others, to help, you know, make a difference in the world, to help another person along the road. If you have that right intention and you just keep doing it, you keep doing it, eventually it's going to be the easiest thing you've ever done. And so as you guys are going forward on your mission, which is, of course, to set your families free and help other people set themselves free, you know, just remember that how you make someone feel is really, really powerful. And this is personal service here, you guys, what we're doing. This is personal service. We offer a very, very personal service when we take the time out of our day to sit down and have a 15-minute or a 10-minute or a 20-minute three-way call with someone, listen to them and share. But first we have to hear. First we have to care. First we have to let them know that we care. The saying is, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. And George Ruiz called me the other day, Lenny, and he said, "You know, Rhonda," he said, "I remember going into your house with Lenny Evans many, many moons ago. We were at the big mansion in the Hollywood Hills. I was doing a launch party, and Jim and Kathy Cooper were there because New Year's kickoff was in town, and Jimmy Smith was there, and, you know, you were there, and George was there, and Donna was there, everyone was there, and it was just such an amazing event. And George said he knew that I would make it because I love people. And that's what this is all about. It's about loving people, you guys. And so that's my message today, Lenny, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. I know it's such a journey for all of us.
So beautiful.
Yay.
It's so beautiful. You know.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. Theodore Roosevelt said that. Can you believe that? Theodore Roosevelt, when he was the president, said, people don't care how much you know until you know how much you care. You know,
wow.
It's funny. I think you might have shared this with me. I'm not sure exactly how I got it. But I've read this book that I'm about to talk about. It's on my desk, and you talk about it. And I've listened to the audio about 30 times, and it's been a while. So it's time again. I think it's one of the number one skills to being a really – cool human. It's called Listening for Success by Steve Shapiro. And Steve passed on, you know, to the next life a few years back, but he wrote this book and he made an audio series called Listening for Success. And you just described it. You just described it. You just described his work. He only focused on that one thing for his life. He wanted to be an expert at teaching people how to master the most important skill of network marketing. In his opinion, it's listening. And, wow, people don't care how much you know until, and then they do, until you know how much they care. And we care by understanding. I think to me, Rhonda, and how you blessed me so much, one of the ways, is how you helped me feel understood. You helped me feel understood. And that feeling of being understood is one of the, in my opinion, the most delicious of all human experiences. When you feel understood by another human. And so if we can practice, you know, Stephen Covey, one of my greatest mentors, one of his seven habits of highly effective people, wait for it, is seek first to understand and then to be understood. So,
right.
Oh, I just love this. I love our journey. You know, I'm so excited for all of us to get, you know, especially just feel where Rhonda's at. She went from it being one of the most difficult things of her life to the, wait for it, the most enjoyable things of her life.
Yeah.
And the thing is what can help you create a huge network of loving friends who are nothing but grateful for you, and that provides the cycles, and the cycles provide the volume, and the volume, one third, two third, provides the income. The income comes weekly. The weekly income buys our time. Our time buys our freedom, and our freedom is the most sacred thing. Because it allows us to serve more people at a deeper level and to just be. Are we in a good gig or what, Rhonda Collier?
Oh, my gosh, right? Hey, Lenny, guess what? I have Jimmy Smith on my Wednesday night team call tonight. I'm so excited.
Well, tell us about it. Can we jump on there?
Oh, for sure, for sure. It is Wednesday night, tonight at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. I'll give the phone number. Of course, it's always on my website, which is just rhondacollier.com. You can always go there if you don't have time to write the number down right now. Everything is listed there, and the recording will also be posted there later, but it'll be live tonight with the one and only legend, Jimmy Smith, and the phone number is 862-234-4718. 862-234-4718, and the PIN is 8717-8717. 17 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Well, I'm so excited, Rhonda. Thank you so much for everything that you do and are and how you inspire us. I'm working on doing my very first ever Google Hangout tonight. I've never done it. I feel so high tech. And I'm going to be working on it today. I'm having about 15 of my leaders over to my home to study the law of vision as taught by Wallace Wattles in The Science of Getting Rich. And I'm working on a little program taking The Science of Getting Rich and just calling it The Science of Becoming Abundantly Wealthy Through Exogenics. And I'm going to start having these Google Hangouts once a week, and I'll be shooting all that out there to everybody. Just so excited about everything we have, guys. And listen to Rhonda, listen to Dave MacArthur and Casey and Udon and myself and all the leaders, Renata, Ellen, Jay, they all give from their heart. The more we give, the more we get. So everything, we just want to share. There are no secrets. Secrets, No, that would be a competitive plane. But openness is a creative plane. And as we come from that creative plane and we want everyone to have more than they currently have, and we want everyone to accomplish their dreams and goals exactly the way they want it, and then we truly breathe in the fact that in actuality, if every single person gets everything they've ever wanted, there's still enough and overflowing for you and I to get everything we've ever wanted. That is such a beautiful, yummy truth, that this scarcity thing is such a lie. And that lie, you know, fear, that is a liar, you know. So it's always up to us to love and love and love and love and love more. Just keep doing it, you know. And, Rhonda, I'm so grateful for your example in that area. You really do exude that message, and I'm so grateful. So let's jump on her call. And, guys, just what's going on for you today? You know, there are people coming towards you. You might not know them yet, but they're coming towards you. And then as they're coming towards you, what if you took a step or two towards them? Those people that pray, that are searching for a solution, they're searching for an answer. Some people have actually got to a point where they actually believe there's just no way. And out of no way, a way is made. A way will always be made. There's always a way. If anything is possible for anyone else, it's possible for you. That's the truth. So let's take a big deep breath together as we close out our call today. 1, 2, 3. Remember, let me just review for the new people. As I count down, 1, 2, 3, you're breathing everything out, and you're bringing your navel into your spine so that you're actually like doing an ab crunch and you're getting it all out. So here we go. Let's on the way out. 1, 2, 3, all out. And now all in. Shoulders back, chin up, chest out. Hold it. Sip some more in. Oh, yeah, the deepest breath of the day. You got to love it. And let it out. Guys, in that place of vibration, let's do some good today. Let's be the answer to some prayers today. We just love all of you. Here we go, guys. We are live. 1, 2, and 3.
Isaac Kinnick!
Isaac Kinnick!
Thank you, Rhonda.